Welcome to Successfully Significant Podcast. I'm your host, Robbie Page. I am a passionate seven-figure entrepreneur who has built multiple successful businesses while being a wife, raising my two boys, and living life to the fullest. I have been a leader to countless number of people for 30 plus years and have created multiple platforms for women to win in the exact place they need a victory. You know what I know is going to happen today? You're going to find your voice, you're going to find your purpose, you're going to find your passion, and you're going to share this with your girlfriends. And one more thing, hey you, you're enough. And I'm going to give you full permission to love yourself today. Welcome to my podcast. All right. Hello, podcast friends, and those of you on YouTube Live.
Hello.
Do you guys know that you can now watch us do this? You can watch the replay or you can watch the live recording of the podcast. Now,
or you can get the great edited version on Monday mornings.
Or you could get the great edited bleep, 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 bleep. We can't say that. Let's start over. You guys, we do edit our podcast because sometimes we get a little cray-cray.
Yes. And we for today's, we just have to set the disclaimer.
Listen.
If you hear any noises in the background, it's because our house is getting, our house slash business slash office space.
Is getting cleaned.
Yes.
And they were supposed to come on Monday and then on Tuesday and now on Thursday. But that was my fault because I had to finish decorating for Christmas. So anyway, if you hear all the sweeping, as long as they don't turn on the vacuum. If they turn on the vacuum, Melissa, I'm going to send
you.
We're
so sorry. Last week it was the lawn people this week.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
But this is our life in 2020. So thanks for grace.
So listen.
Sorry. It's moving, though.
No, you look. You got to talk
here. Oh, all right. Okay. Sorry. Sorry, Chase.
So... Melissa says, get your Spanish on and go tell them.
Did you really say that?
I don't speak English, so I thought speak Spanish very well. So I said, go tell them.
Go tell them they have to be really quiet. And I said, I don't want them to know I can speak Spanish today. Sometimes I want to be inconspicuous.
Yeah.
Because it's your first time here. So I want to hear all the things they're saying.
Oh, yeah. Like when you're at the nail salon.
Yeah. And you don't have a clue what they're talking
about. And you know
they're
talking about you.
In that moment, you wish you spoke Thai.
Whatever.
Vietnamese.
So.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So anyway, Robbie Page.
Danielle Perkins.
Callie Atwood.
Melissa Jeffrion.
We want to say we're sorry straight out of the gate. We're all a little bit wound up.
Are we sorry?
I think this will be a feisty one.
I mean, you're 800 weeks pregnant.
Listen, that was a disclaimer, everyone. We're sorry.
Mm-hmm. I mean, please don't send us nasty notes. If you look on the YouTube Live, Danielle looks tiny next to me. Tiny.
It's not very often Danielle and I get to look tiny, Callie, so it is what it is.
Yes.
Oh boy, look at that belly.
I look like Santa.
It's okay. You have a baby.
Yeah.
So we're all a little bit wound up with family drama. It's just 2020, y'all.
Except for Melissa. Everything's going great in her life.
That is not accurate. I just don't have the same family drama you have.
True. Listen, can I tell y'all something funny? So we just drove to Frisco to go to Samantha's Style by Sammy Joe open house boutique shopping event.
Yes.
Well, she had her whole rack on the side of the pool, and the whole rack of clothes fell in
Brand
the pool.
Brand new clothes she just got.
I still bought
for the
some.
Show.
They were soaking wet. Oh, I brought a sweater for you that I think you should try. And I said, if she doesn't want to buy it, we'll send it back.
Okay.
Is it
wet?
A little bit of the bottom.
Just a little bit. Okay. A little bit. But you know my Robbie dresses?
Yes.
Okay, she had some of those, but they had more of the high collar right here.
Oh, yes.
With the dolman sleeve. It's a straight dress, and it comes mid-knee.
It's cute. So,
what color is it?
Everybody, they're vacuum.
I don't think they can hear that.
I'm going to wear it with tall black boots and all gold.
What color is it?
Okay, don't be hating.
It's
a charcoal gray.
Oh, I'm shocked. Gray.
Wait a minute.
Just in case anybody's wondering, she doesn't like gray.
Callie, what are you doing?
I have to take off this belt.
We're sorry for the people watching
the
live.
We're so sorry for the YouTube viewers.
My belly belt.
I love charcoal gray, where you don't know if it's a light black or a dark gray. And then I got a force green.
Oh,
you look so great. You do that's look good look in that. Great.
Thanks, everyone. Thanks. Look fantastic. Okay, so anyway, back to 2020. So yeah. Samantha goes, it's just 2020, so we walked over. All her rack is still in the bottom of the pool. They just got all the clothes out.
Yeah. Who got the clothes out?
Samantha did.
Fished them all out.
Oh, fished them. Like, no one got on their swimsuit and dove in there.
No, but okay, it's funny. Good. It's funny.
Because so. They were still, like, dripping.
You know.
It was real
so
fun.
Let's talk about Thanksgiving because, you know, we're all grown and we all live in mentorship and, you know, we all have the right answers mm-hmm. and we all have just oh, grown sure. so yeah. much. And why are they vacuuming the carpet?
We just have all the nice. I think it adds so y'all can kind of feel a little bit of whatever's oh happening. We're just adding it for.
And I think she's believing that shaking the broom is a good idea. Okay, so anyway, we just want everybody, our podcast viewers yeah. and listeners, to understand that if you have family drama during the holidays, we are sorry. There must be something wrong with your family
clearly.
Because we are immune to it.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah,
doesn't happen to us.
We love Jesus, definitely. And we love everything, and we never have family drama ever.
Ever.
Nope. Ever.
And so, we accommodate everyone. Our family. Mm-hmm. So that way everyone is happy.
Wait, we definitely make sure everybody's happy.
Make sure everyone's happy.
Oh, wait. And let's make sure that we work according to your time.
Yes, for yeah, sure. Yeah, on yeah. your schedule.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yes.
I mean, that's great.
Yeah.
What is definitely. It about the holidays that brings out that in people?
It's like
it's holiday.
Pressure.
No, yeah. that's what I'm
it's
just
selfishness.
Telling. It's holidays mm-hmm. and events.
They're vacuuming again.
I think they're going to just keep doing that. It's, do I need to go say something?
It's far away, though. It's not like it's right here.
Yeah,
don't
I don't think
say
it's picking
something.
It up.
I'm paying them to clean my house.
Which
it
is
hasn't
fine,
been cleaned in 3 weeks.
But you keep bringing it up. So if I...
I'm like, if you're like, the one bothered, I don't
I
even
think
hear
it's funny,
it.
Y'all.
We know
funny.
How Robbie is with noises.
We do. We
distant
do.
Distant yeah, noises. That's true.
Okay, so...
like weddings.
I think
itself,
I don't have COVID.
No, I'm just saying. You were...
They're going to probably censor
you
our
were,
life now.
Okay. I know, right?
You sorry.
You were super China annoyed virus. By the vacuum, virus. But then you cough in the microphone.
Okay, anyway, Kelly, what were you saying?
Welcome to our podcast, everyone. We're so glad you're here.
Hey, we have on red and black.
Yes.
Because it's football Thursday.
State playoffs.
We're playing tonight in the state playoffs. Mm-hmm. Well, just kidding. Not state playoffs. Well, we're on the way
making
to state.
Making our way.
Oh, making our way
state.
Down.
Okay, sorry. Down.
To the state oh. playoffs.
So what are y'all doing for Thanksgiving?
I'm staying at home. My keister is at home. My mother-in-law is cooking everything.
Keister?
Yeah, this keister. That is oh, a word.
It
that
is
a word.
Is
a no, word. I hold on. I will ask you a question. I will ask you a question.
Keister is your true. Butt?
Yes. You've never heard that
I'm
before?
I set my keister at home.
I've heard
Did
that
Did you learn
before.
That in your period piece movies that you watch?
No,
from
I've heard it before. It's fine. No, but movies teach you a lot,
but
so I'm sure
we
heard it.
Where
so,
Callie learns
so,
I have a question.
Oh boy.
I have a question.
This happened to
I'm
you.
Trying to help
she
does.
You.
Have
so don't let me down.
Though. Hold on. If you get, if someone hits you or on the skin, and you get something that rises up on your skin like this.
A knot.
A blister. Wait. Oh.
Starts with a W. Uh-huh. What would you call that?
It, not what they call it.
What would you call it?
Not what she calls it.
You I just, call it a knot.
No, you do not.
That is with not the W. True.
Nope. If it,
a bruise.
Nope.
W.
With
a
W. When something, yeah. When Riley gets bit by something. And it blisters up. What do you call that? You and Brian both say the same thing.
A pus pocket.
No.
Oh my gosh, with a W.
Should I just tell her?
No. Let her figure it out.
A whelp.
Yes!
That's
not what it is.
It's not a word. I know.
A whelp is when a baseball hits you in the head.
It doesn't matter, but that's still not a word.
A whelp.
Okay. Danielle and I are no. in.
Welp is
Hold
like,
on.
Welp, I need some
Welp,
help.
I guess Hold on. Welp, go.
Let me tell the story.
Shut up, you two.
But you say be cussed, or what do you say?
I don't know. Anyway. Okay, we're in there. I was talking about Ben, who is my dog.
Welp?
Hold, just listen.
It's not a word.
I said, Ben, my dog, had some whelps on his stomach, and so we put cream on him. Danielle said...
I'm just, like, working and listening, and I was like, hold on a second. What'd you say?
I said, a whelp. And she goes, what is a whelp?
Disclaimer, please. Danielle Perkins is the editor of the year, and Melissa is the grammar of the year. Then you've got me and Callie that say...
made up words.
Whatever we want.
Whatever.
Enter. Keep going.
So I said, a whelp. You know, it's raised. And she goes, you mean a welt? And I go,
thank you.
What?
Thank you for being here.
What is a welt?
With a T?
It's
with
what you think a whelp is.
She's like, no, no, no. And I was like, okay.
I was like, whatever, no.
Listen.
No.
Listen.
So
I've the entire time I've been here welt. And the only neither reason I have so not I Googled brought it up.
And it says whelp is usually welt is usually confused with whelp.
No, you were looking at whelp, and it said often confused for welt.
So
as in not the actual word.
So, what is it? I don't even understand where the T comes from.
It's welt.
That's what the actual word is. So, the word listen. You think is whelp is not. It's welt.
It's whelp.
Welp.
Thank you. So I called Chase.
High five, Callie. High five.
I called him and I said, babe.
I have a question.
Last night, when you were putting...
on speakerphone.
On speakerphone, so Danielle. When you were putting that cream on Ben, what were those raised bumps? And he goes, they're whelps.
I said, I knew it!
The whole house has lost it.
No.
And then I had to tell him, actually, it's called a welt. I didn't know.
No, and he's like, I've got to look this up.
Where did you learn this?
In
we
school.
Went to the same Texas A&M University.
Well, probably before that.
So did Chase. He went to A&M. I was homeschooled.
A red swollen mark left on the flesh by a blow or pressure is called a welt.
That is not a welt. Bite.
It doesn't a matter. Welt. You know what I mean.
A no, no, puppy. No. Give birth to a puppy is what a whelp is.
Listen, it's something on your skin.
It means that like... a baseball hit you or something.
Whatever.
No. Still no. A whelp.
It's still a whelp.
With a T.
No.
It's whelp.
Give birth no. to a puppy, a cub, a young whelpa. Boy or man, a set whelpa. Of projections on the barrel of a...
Everyone's whelp. Saying welt.
No.
Y'all are wrong.
Thank no. You.
You know whelpa. What? All you viewers, we don't care.
The only reason I have never brought it up to you is because look, Brian
look,
Page...
she said, is it whelp puppies?
Yes.
I've
yes,
never Mary. Heard this in my
the
life.
The only reason I've never said something to you is because Brian Page says it, so I won't. I will never...
I'm going to call him. Can ask
it must
him.
Be a so Texas question. Thing.
Yeah. It has
they to say be a Texas
lot of,
thing.
Y'all say a lot of things that I've y'all, never said. In
y'all,
well, who wants to live in California?
Y'all I don't. People, that's why I don't live there.
This is I would be a great question to put on your Facebook.
Is it
kind of like crayon and crayon?
Yes. It's crayon.
It's crayon.
It's crayon.
It's crayon.
Both of these. No, like a cranberry. That's a cranberry. This is a crayon.
I will say, teaching my children, I try to not teach them exactly the way that I say things.
That's good.
Well, that's good.
I say pick up your crayons.
Yes.
What's
I try to say crayons.
Like Chase.
I don't
real
think
hard
about it when I'm talking
Chase
to my kids.
Chase used to say oinry. And I,
yes, that
kind
is.
Kind of like Stephen Law says, Houston.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Houston. Y'all that aren't from Texas, you just don't know how to talk.
Like, how do you say pajamas?
Pajamas.
She adds a B.
That's
to
a
it.
Mexican thing because yeah. Pajamas. I don't say pajamas.
Mexicans in front of the Mexicans.
No. Weird. I will say, being your assistant, there's a lot of times I want to say that's not what that word means, and I love you so much. You said something the other day.
But
and
you're
I'm,
from California. You
no, like
know.
You didn't use the word correctly.
In California it wasn't, no, but here it
like
was. You,
I feel like I know sounds, exactly
it
what
starts
you're
with
an
R, and I heard you say it, and I knew what you were saying, but you don't use words that sound similar, and I always want to come to your rescue. And then
what
I'm like,
was it?
It was like
you don't tell me these
I
things
know.
Because I care what you think.
Was
not
it Shishito?
Really.
Oh no, wait, it's Shishito.
Yeah,
according
I know.
To Robbie.
I know. No,
every
hold
time
on.
She's
what is
been
she?
Saying that, I'm like,
I know what you're talking
it's
about.
Not another, it's not another. It's not Shishito.
I know.
What is it?
Shishito.
The second S does not have an H.
All right, whatever.
And you said it yeah. again today, right. And I was like, no. And I'm afraid that all of your viewers are going to be like, that's the way Robbie says it, so it must be true. Shishito. And so they're all going to say Shishito.
Grace said, I have relatives that say pajamas.
Thank you, Grace.
That's
Thank
why.
You. It's the Del Rio in me.
Grace, can I ask your often your
She ethnic, is. We're sisters. We're
That's what I'm saying.
We are hermanas.
Shut up.
Stuff like that. She does. Don't confuse her. The next time she goes to say ethnicity, she will say
my
authenticity.
My 9-month pregnant brain is done.
Because that's you just say authenticity.
Yeah, I was like, what's your
Can
authenticity?
I ask your authenticity?
Ethnicity.
Oh my gosh.
That's like funny. my new thing is if I hear that happen, I have her say the correct word 5 times because I know if she doesn't change it in her brain,
Shishito 5 times.
Shishito.
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 No, seed. Like seed. Like a seed.
It's S-H-E-S-I-I.
Sinead O'Connor.
I.
She's as really, girl,
I'm
not
I don't
get
care.
It.
She doesn't.
That's what I realized.
I don't care. Hey, listen, I don't care. I need to tell him to get all the bugs in the corners.
That's okay, why listen, sometimes you call people like you okay, see focus. Their names and then you just say it.
I do. I know that I'm bad
100%.
At that.
And she, what's wrong is she has that saved like that in her phone. So when I notice that, I have to change it because she will see
but it's
it
the same thing
that.
When we play the heads up game. It is 100% absolutely what I just said is what this screen says on my head. And we're like, no, Robbie, that is not the truth. She's like, uh-huh, that is true. I'm like, you can't even see it.
Oh, I'm like, dog. No, it was horse. I'm like, nope, it was dog. You just described a dog to me. That's funny.
We're going to have to figure out that
It's
word.
Still whelp.
It is still whelp. I don't know what to tell whelp. Y'all. I can't call it a whelp.
It's a whelp.
Okay, so Danielle, whelp. Why don't yes. you tell everybody that you just added a Santa to your house?
I did. So
I'm a little mad at you, but that's okay.
We've been decorating it here in Texas. If me. Nobody has been, I'm sorry. Yeah, I want to look at my friends that are talking to
but
us.
But your mic is right here.
Okay. I'm sorry, podcast
You're
people.
You're like Lucy when I do her hair. I'm like, Lucy, look in the mirror. And it lasts like 2 seconds. And then she's like this. And I'm like this. And I'm like,
I'm sorry.
Look in the mirror.
We're decorating here in Texas. Okay.
Yes.
Yes, we are.
So I realized Santa. When we were shopping on Tuesday that I did not have any real Santa figurines.
It's horrible.
In
Awful.
My house.
Your children are going to need counseling.
You know what? Now that you say that, I don't think I do either. I have the picture you gave me.
It's because you have
twiddly, oh, wait, I have a cookie.
Twiddly winks.
I have what? A cookie. I have a Santa in my kitchen that's holding a cookie tray.
That you got
That's
from who?
Cute.
It's
cause I bought it at Hobby Lobby.
It's
because
you have logs decorated with some snow. And
I
like
don't
to
know.
Right
now she's going to go down the felt road.
Listen.
With quilt ornaments and felt
That
dolls.
Was me 10 years ago. Why you keep bringing it
I'm
up?
Holding
I
don't
every
know.
Every time we
I
shop, have, you say, you
thank
say.
You. Thank you.
If I was still in California,
I would
totally
buy that.
Buy
that.
10 years,
I would
10
totally
years
buy
ago.
That.
10 years ago.
That's true,
10 years
but
ago.
I don't have anything that looks like that in my home.
Okay, we were talking
That's
to Danielle.
True.
I need you
but
to calm
was
down.
She didn't have a Santa.
I was trying to help
Back
her.
Back to you.
Yes.
We were talking to Danielle, so shut it.
On the Rocky boy.
Oh, buddy. Oh,
and now we have a dog.
Hi, buddy.
Hi, buddy. Okay,
we
go
just
ahead,
have
Daniel.
All the distractions in this episode. Welcome, home. Welcome.
So now I have a little Santa, but not like when you come to Robbie's, it's like Santa, Santa, Santa. And I thought,
I love him.
I don't have a Santa. So I was on a mission. And I could not find one. Robbie found me one great Santa that's in a rocking chair and he's making the list. It's so cute. And then I found one on Amazon because I needed another Santa, like a bigger one, once I actually saw how much space I had. And I could not
now
find
you have
one.
Two Santas.
I have two Santas.
I like him. He's
you're
my new
close
favorite.
To my obsession.
Well, what's crazy to me is I thought.
You're so cute, Rocky.
For my first Santa or my second Santa. I don't want woodland Santa or
I don't have one
or green suit Santa. Or pajama Santa.
I wouldn't buy that. I wouldn't buy
that. Are you making fun of my pajama Santa?
He's really cute, though. He's like your 800th
Santa, so
I mean... He has pajamas on.
But I feel like you can branch out.
But you can branch out. You have like 500
Santas. You do. Like, look, I see three right here. I do. And then there's 4, 5, 6, 7.
I do.
So for... But I couldn't get... I love Santa. I saw a huge...
Did you find one?
Yes, on Amazon.
She sent it to us. That's not
traditional. I love you.
I was going to say, he looked like the one from the Santa Claus, like the elf version of Santa. With this jeweled belt and stuff.
Was that really traditional?
Yeah. That,
no, I think it was traditional. He was, like,
that's
Nordic.
A tradition.
I don't want Nordic Santa with, like, in a dress either.
Yeah, yeah.
No. That's Saint
Father
Nicholas.
Christmas.
Yes.
That's Father Christmas.
What I got?
No. What you just described
in the
is
dress.
Father Christmas.
Oh, I thought
but the
he was
Santa
like,
you
no,
got is not Christmas. Traditional.
I would agree. I that's
hold
a,
on.
That's
hold on. I'm looking at
Christmas.
No. Does let me look at the
like yeah, this? Exactly.
No,
a
that's
belt.
What I was trying to find.
There's let one me look you at his, Amazon. This is belt.
Yeah,
is
not that's
oh,
traditional.
Okay.
Right
I understand
there.
What you're saying.
No, I
no, that is not a traditional Santa. He's very fancy.
Okay. No Santa.
Okay. Well, that's what you just described. Oh, your okay. I have one with no the little plated cookies. He looks like that.
Listen, there were no
okay,
traditional Santas at Hobby
she's
Lobby.
She's just, this is a part of a collection.
You should
no,
share with the
no,
class
Kelly,
that can see
it's
it.
Not a collection. It, too.
Well, you got to start
but
somewhere.
She has starting somewhere.
Your guy before, in the rocking chair was cute.
Hey, before
I'm
2 o'clock on Tuesday, I had
calm
zero
down.
Santa.
He's got the guy
you're
in the rocking chair.
You worked out like
chair.
You own my collection
no,
of Santa.
No, I just said the guy in the rocking chair is real cute.
He is really cute.
He is
no,
really
no,
cute.
I'm not done. I just, in my brain, what she's saying doesn't compute, so... And I keep showing her she's not responding.
So she's here. No. This.
I look
and she
has so many
yeah.
Santas.
We know Levi.
We know Levi.
Just so I can get. I'm not
like, she's
like trying
do you
to
hear
me.
We're going to say it again. Do you
I
hear
just,
me?
What
Let's
you're
say
saying is not computing, so I'm trying to help.
Please respond or she's going to get up and go get that last
yes, I will so everybody can see what I'm talking about.
Oh my God.
I'm not trying to be worked up.
Listen, it's a very bitter topic around here.
Yes.
That you don't have Santas.
Now I have two.
Kelly,
well, on Saturday when
two
he
doesn't
arrives.
Make it a collection.
But it's starting.
But you yeah. start with the classic. So I'm going to get you a Santa and you're going to like
it. I would love that because I have looked at so many stores and could not find a traditional Santa.
Okay.
That
so
is not true.
Oh, God.
That one was not traditional. He had like a lime green on him.
What are you
and
even
he was
talking
too fancy.
About? No, I'm not even talking about that. We pass a lot of Santas.
But they are not traditional. They look like this guy. Or it's like Santa in
well,
a white
Well, you didn't
robe.
Come to Michael's with us because we saw a
I
lot
know,
yesterday.
I never think of Michael's.
That we don't either. We went
no.
yesterday.
It's far away.
And we did good.
It's really far away. I saw two pictures.
Listen,
I need to go back and get.
I will help you.
Is anyone okay. else sweating?
No.
No. Just you.
That's why I got you that little fan.
I got you...
I suggested it for her.
That you
was
didn't
inaccurate.
Get that for her,
I know.
You liar.
She said, "Do you want this for your boys?" And I said, "No, but Callie would like that in the office."
That
so
true.
I
That's
like
true.
Suggested it for
that
her.
Is true.
That is inaccurate. I'm sorry. I did not give it to her.
Y'all know how I feel about owning it.
Own it.
Yeah. Whoever did it. Own
I know.
It.
I'm. Yeah, I know the exact.
And don't take Callie's credit.
Don't you dare take
she
my
will
credit.
Cut you.
Don't you dare.
She's not
she
words
will cut
until
you.
It comes to work.
No, I'm not.
And
here's the thing.
Hears
if
things.
I worked, excuse my French, if I worked my ass off on something, you better give me the credit for it.
I would agree.
Yeah.
I'm speaking of Santa, have you ever heard Simon, my brother-in-law?
No. What do you mean?
He literally fights with my sister every Christmas because he's like, so, he's from England, right?
Right, yeah. Right.
So, Santa did not buy that for the kids. bloody credit. I take the bloody credit.
I love that.
It is hilarious. He did not work like I did all year. It's so funny.
I love that.
Because that's his whole thing, Kelly. Santa's not taking the credit for what I did.
I love it.
I mean, I don't go that far, but
oh
I see where he's
I
coming from.
Funny.
I see
so
you are like
your
that at work,
just
though.
One. Give it time.
Yeah.
And you'll be like, no, that was mom, not Santa.
I know. We're getting the boys' bikes for Christmas. And
aww.
I thought, that can be their Santa gift. But then I thought, no, I want to say mom got that for you.
You have the rest of your life to get your kids stuff and call the mom card.
Okay.
For real. Like, I wish my boys still came down and saw the magic of Christmas.
No.
Oh, it's been so fun this year. Because we just got out boxes the other day. And you thought they came home, too.
Uh-huh.
And
the
we
North
just
Pole.
Decorated yeah. their tree. And this is what...
This is how far we've come in a year. We were taking out all the decorations for the boys. They each have one in their room. And last year, we were so, like, we spent all everything on presents. So when it came to decorating their trees, we were like, we don't have a ton of extra. So we put all his little toys. And he loved it. And so when we opened the box, he had all his little animal toys that we had decorated.
For Christmas. Yes. Yeah.
And I thought, look how far our year has brought us. And so it was pretty cool.
You know what, though? It's fun to open. Like, we did our family tree last night. And we still laugh at the same ornaments. And,
yes.
Oh, look. Even the one with New York. I'm like, this is when we really knew the Perkins.
Oh, yeah.
Isn't that funny? Or just vacations that we've been on? It's just so fun to look at. Those of you that are watching on YouTube Live, we're looking at my tree, yes, in case you're wondering what we're all staring at. But
yes,
it's so fun. Okay, so is y'all's tree colored lights or white lights?
Colored.
Colored.
White. Our main one is white, but the kids have colored.
Perfect. Our main one is colored, but I did realize the white one has, the white room has white lights, but a green tree. Mm-hmm. And then the flock tree has white lights, but our Argyle tree has
red
right? and black,
yeah,
and a little bit of white.
Mm-hmm. They make black lights?
Uh-huh. Yes.
Oh, wow.
It is so cool.
I didn't
cool.
realize that.
And then Riley's is colored.
Yeah. Yes. We're colored. The
Do
boys
we need more trees
colored.
In my house?
Oh, well.
You know.
I mean, you
I
could
love
put
it.
One in your room.
You could put one in the kitchen. We could put one in the kitchen somewhere.
I mean, if it probably, I mean, Chase and I are definitely white light people, but I mean, when our kids, if our kids want color lights, I'm going to give my kids mm-hmm. colored
yeah.
lights.
Yeah. I think the key is, tell the story about Hobby Lobby that day.
Oh, gosh.
Because I always talk about, ask your family what they want.
It was mm-hmm. so sad, y'all. I'm not one of those people that I'm like, that I go up to children or, but this little girl, I just wanted to be like, you can come and live at my house.
Yeah.
It was a little girl standing in a basket, maybe five, and she had her mom there, ogre of a woman. She was just awful. She's just awful, y'all. Awful.
Did you say ogre?
Yes.
Is that like Shrek?
Yes.
Okay.
And she had this sweet little girl in her basket, and they were looking at the Christmas trees, and the little girl said, I want the color one. And the mom says, we're not getting color because mommy wants white light, so that's what we're getting. And I'm pretty sure as I was walking away, she told her to shut up. And it just, like, completely broke my heart for that little girl. I
it's
said,
so sad.
And that little girl will be in therapy.
Yeah.
One day saying, you know. Because,
no, that little girl won't be coming home for Christmas when she gets a
yes.
choice. Yeah.
Because it's all about the mom, and this is what the mom wants.
And I always think, number one, I don't think anybody even ever asks the husband.
Right.
No.
What do you love? What did you grow up with?
Right.
What would you prefer?
Yes.
And then, like, I surrendered to color. Granted, my parents always did color too, but I thought, I'm going to do white lights.
Right.
And this is, I mean, it's only been, let's see, I'm 49. It's only been, I mean, Callie, you've been in my life 10 years. So
yeah.
do Melissa. What? Maybe my sixth year to have white
yeah.
lights oh, yeah.
in a tree. Mm-hmm. And I was saying that to Haley the other day. I said, work your butt off hard enough where you can have a big enough house yeah. mm-hmm. where you can have more than one tree.
Right.
But I've always been full color. Everything's mm-hmm. been full color. Mm-hmm. And then when I could finally have a house where I could put another tree, mm-hmm. I said, does anybody mind if I do a winter, kind of
yes.
like a winter room? Because it's Texas. We don't get winter nothing.
Yeah. No, we don't.
I'm going to do a Texas winter. We're going to put ice everywhere.
Yeah, I love it.
But
so pretty.
What's y'all's theme? What's your theme, Danielle?
I don't really know if I don't know if I have a theme. I have some jewel tone ornaments mixed in. That are real
oh,
pretty.
I came and did your tree that mm-hmm. one time.
Yes. So it used to be just jewel tone and gold. And then you helped me. So I had to like triple my ornaments, get like 20 more
triple
boxes
your
of
lights.
Lights.
Yep.
Yes.
But I've added a lot more red. Because Jared and I both like the ones that were on there.
Uh-huh.
But I don't have silver anywhere. And I was telling Callie, looking at your white tree, I don't have white in my Christmas colors.
Yeah.
The lightest, I have like a champagne-y color.
Sure.
But not a true white.
Yeah.
But red and green is on there. Plus with a little bit of like the teal color mixed in.
Mm-hmm.
Gold.
Okay, so tell them why you guys said triple your lights and triple your ornaments. I teach that a lot.
Mm-hmm. That completely blew my mind. I had a let's see, it was 2017 because we just moved up here. We were in Canyon Falls. And you came over to help me do my Christmas. And I sent you a picture and you were like, go buy like 15 boxes of lights. And I was like,
what?
It's a pre-lit tree. Like, I thought I didn't have to do that. And just the picture of the tree with the lights that were on it compared to when we added 15 boxes of lights was amazing. You see all the ornaments so much better because it's so bright.
Yep.
That was which
you
best.
Should post that. Haven't you posted that on social media?
Yeah, I posted it.
So when this comes out on Monday, you should post that.
Yeah.
In reference to our podcast, this is the difference in my tree. It's a game changer.
And I think last year we even added 5 more strands on top of that.
Yep.
And then you told me that I didn't have to buy sets of ornaments. Mm-hmm. That if I find what I like in like ones or twos, or maybe this one I get 5 of.
Right.
So that liberated me so much to find great things. I just picked up 4 sparkly reindeer.
Yay! You literally, everywhere you go, go look. If you like this one ornament, buy it.
Yes.
You can have one ornament that you love.
Right.
And if you get one ornament that you love in 50 different stores.
Yes.
That's 50 different ornaments that you love.
Yep. And I think you told me come Christmas time, any store you go into, go look at the ornaments.
Yep.
And if you find one you love from there. So this is like the 3rd year since you taught me that. And I do that every time.
Mm-hmm.
Is go see, is there something I want just one of or maybe 3 of?
Right.
And that's fun because when you get the ornaments that are bigger or more expensive, you're not thinking, I need 10 of these. I can't spend that.
Right.
You think, I just need one.
Yes. And you guys, even when I go to Walmart, I go through the ornaments.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
What ornaments do they have? Oh, mm-hmm. I like this one. Oh, I like that one. And I may just grab 2. And I go to Neiman Marcus. What ornaments do they have? If I go to Target, if I go to Dillard's, it doesn't matter where I go. Yeah. I'm like, oh, what do they have that I could add? It's a game changer.
Yes.
I
love that.
And then you taught me, too, to let the kids pick out an ornament each year for what they love at that time and write the year on the bottom with Sharpie. So we're doing that this weekend.
Fast forward. Reagan's 24, and Reagan and Haley were here last night with me, Brian, and Riley, and Haley was pulling out the ornaments, looking at the years, and asking questions.
Aww.
So I've been able finally to live that out.
Yes.
You know, I know, it was really cute. All of them, like, I was able to live out, even one of them, Reagan said, gosh, 54 or 58, that was junior high. Jersey. And then they started talking stuff like that. But
so cute.
Good, good, good. What about you, Callie?
We're traditional. Red, white, green, and then, of course, plaid.
Yep.
And then Santa. We do Santa. Yeah. Everything is Santa. So I had the realization, what was that, 2 years ago, I think? I didn't have any Santa in our house. I mean, we didn't have... Oh, I think it was the year I was pregnant with Kate. It was the Christmas I was pregnant with Kate.
Yep.
And we had no Santa in our house. And so I bought this really cute cookie jar, Santa face.
I remember that.
And then since then, last year, I looked everywhere. I really wanted to start my Santa collection. My mom, and I couldn't find anyone I liked. My mom brought one over, and then I've already bought 2 this year. And so I've started our Santa collection.
Yay.
But we just do traditional colors, red, white, green, traditional green.
And you know what? I want to say this to collection. We were talking about collection 2 minutes ago. A lot of people will collect things and they put them on a shelf.
Mm-hmm.
So they have their whole collection on this particular shelf or in the china cabinet. Take your collection and decorate with it.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Like you said, what did you say? You've got 100 Santas everywhere around your house. Imagine if I had a china cabinet per se, or whatever you want to call those things, I would put them all in there and that would be full. But then people think they don't have decorations. Like use whatever you collect. You're right. I've got ceramic Santas. I've got furry Santas. Yep. I've got my newest one this year is the cooking Santa and the pajama Santa. And so you look, but don't just take your collection and put them on a shelf. Decorate with them.
Yeah, right.
And it's such a game changer.
I love that. Yeah. And that was something that I asked Chase, how did y'all decorate and everything like that? And he said, I just love traditional Christmas.
Yep.
So that's what we do. And we love it.
I love it. I love it. What about y'all?
Well, ours doesn't, now that I'm thinking about it, doesn't really have a rhyme or reason yet. We just, everything's bright and fun and colorful. I've just been looking for a lot of snowflake type things because I love snow. But no, I don't have. That's something I'd love to start. Obviously, I only had one Santa, but
Well, start. I shared it yesterday or whenever we did the YouTube Christmas. Mm-hmm. Choose a theme. Mm-hmm. And then everything revolves around that theme, which if you know your theme, it makes it easier that no matter where you go, you know what ornaments you want.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right.
And then, of course, you guys don't forget, if you look at my tree, there's ornaments of everywhere we go on vacation.
Yep.
So they're labeled, even down to see the Santa with all the baseballs. That's from Cooperstown, New York.
I love that.
Things like that. And so the boys, and not only do we put our tree up, but they remember all the places that we've been.
Right. I love that lesson that you teach is get ornaments from where you travel.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, because then it's a constant reminder. Y'all, can you believe it's Christmas?
No.
It's not quite Christmas because I think we haven't had Thanksgiving, but I think the country's ready for Christmas.
Yeah.
Right?
It's like that song, because we need a little Christmas.
Yes.
Like, I don't know why I was thinking of that song the other day. Who sang
that? Dolly Parton?
No. I remember it from the Glee soundtrack because I used to listen to that all the time.
Dun, 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 dun. Is that Andy Williams?
No.
It's from a movie, isn't it?
Titanic.
No.
What?
She throws that out every time I ask where this song is.
Titanic.
Callie and Melissa, they know all the soundtrack, everything.
Everything.
I just guess Titanic every time.
We Need a Little Christmas is a popular Christmas song originating from Jerry Herman's Broadway. Oh, MAME. From MAME.
I don't know what that is, but I know it's from a movie.
Performed by Angela Lansbury.
On what?
MAME.
On Little Mermaid.
From Auntie MAME.
Isn't she from Little Mermaid?
Angela Lansbury? No, she's from Murder, She Wrote. The show Murder, She Wrote.
She is not in Little Mermaid?
She's that meme that, she's Mrs. No, not Little Mermaid. Beauty and the Beast. Look, she's Mrs. Potts.
She's Mrs. Potts.
Okay, she's something. Thank you.
See? All out, Dolly, put up this tree before my spirit falls. That song.
You gonna sing it?
No, I'm not.
I like that. We need a little Christmas.
I was thinking about that song
movie.
The other day.
It's in a movie. Help me find out what movie it's in.
Yes, it's in a movie. I'm sure it's in some Christmas movie.
Yeah, yeah. I want to say Dolly Parton.
I don't think so.
The words were written by Johnny Mathis.
Did you guys know?
We need a little Christmas.
Did you guys know the Hard Candy Christmas?
Yes, tell us every time that song comes on.
Oh, all right. Okay.
It's okay, though.
Okay, maybe I don't
The Hard Candy Christmas, Dolly Parton, and it's from
The Best Little Whorehouse in Texas, that movie.
She tells us every time we hear it.
Hey, all of you my age, have you ever seen that movie?
We're just going to slide past that, what Melissa just did.
It's a bad movie. Like, it would not go over today.
I've never seen
it. Kind of like neither would Pretty Woman.
Exactly.
What else is there?
Oh, so many.
Pretty Woman.
There was even...
In our cancel culture.
Yeah.
We just watched How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days because it's my favorite movie. And I told Jared the other night, like, I just need something happy.
Mm-hmm.
And so we watched that. But he refers to the two sales girls that are, like, he's kind of competitive against as lips and hips. And I thought, they would never let that fly in a movie now.
Never!
He'd be so sexist and all of the things.
But again... Who started the whole thing that said last year
Santa Baby
was canceled?
Baby It's Cold Outside was canceled because
Santa
it was...
Baby.
No. It was,
Baby It's Cold Outside. Because it was as if he was leading
forcing
her along
her
and
to
she
stay.
Was saying no.
But yet, WAP is
it's
the number one
It's a rape song,
seriously.
Basically.
Is what
it's
they
a
were
rape
saying.
Song?
They were saying, she's saying no.
And
she's
saying
no.
Saying,
he's like, come on.
No, you need to stay
one
here.
One more drink.
One more, drink. I'm like
what is WAP?
We don't need to say
it. I'm not going
to
tell.
Exactly.
Go research it, everyone.
Y'all, I can't stand that. Okay, we're not going to talk about that.
No, we're not.
Anyway.
All right, let's wrap this up. I got to go to a football game, everyone. Yes.
And I got to stop sweating.
So,
I got to go. We're all going to the football game. I should say
everyone.
We got to go to the football game.
Yes, we all have to go to the football game.
All right, go Argyle. If you guys are football fans, cheer us on.
Yes.
Cheer us on. And we didn't even talk about the holidays.
I'm still trying to figure out what movie that
next
song's
week.
In.
We didn't even talk about the holidays.
Oh, we won't be here next week.
It's Thanksgiving.
We won't be here next week.
Well, we'll have a podcast. It just won't be recorded on next Thursday. You're right. On you guys for YouTube Live.
Tuesday. We'll probably do it Tuesday.
So you guys, everybody on YouTube Live, thank you for joining us. Those of you that didn't know, on YouTube Live, we record these podcasts because that has been such a question that we get all the time.
Mm-hmm. You can jump up.
And so we've got a lot of you viewers watching, which is so fun to see all the comments here. A couple of things for you guys. Be sure that you subscribe to my YouTube channel, Robbie Page, P-A-G-E. I have to carry a laptop around until we get to 1,000 followers. Yes. And so obviously with all the changes on the social platforms that are happening in this country, we're looking for other ways to stay in touch with you guys. Yes. And so one of the things was YouTube Live. And so go subscribe if you don't mind. Mm-hmm. Invite your parents, your mom, your cat, your sister, your dog, your husband, everybody. Your kids. Everybody go subscribe so we can hit 1,000.
Yes, please and thank you.
And then we can go live from YouTube Live at any live. I just said YouTube Live.
Well, you say pajamas.
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 So, pajamas.
But thanks for joining us, everyone. And when you guys listen to this, it will be Monday, the week of Thanksgiving.
Yes.
So we want to say to every one of you guys how much we love you guys, how much we believe we're better together, how much we want you to remember that even though our eyes can't see and our ears can't hear what we want, that the truth will always set us free. And so from our house to yours, we want to wish you and your families a very happy Thanksgiving.
Yes.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving, everyone. Have a glass of Cabernet for me. What would you like for them to have for you?
You can have a water or Dr. Pepper.
God, you're so boring.
I'm making Thanksgiving margaritas next week.
Thank you for being fun. Welcome. Yes, Callie. She's laughing at Melissa.
Have a water or Dr. Pepper.
Listen, you caught me off guard.
Golly, what would
the
you?
Only thing I can think of is drink a pina colada for me.
Okay, all right.
That sounds
all
great.
Right. So we love you guys. Anything you want to say to our listeners?
Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving,
y'all.
To all of you on Instagram Live, YouTube Live. Bye-bye, everyone.
Bye.
Thank you for cheering on my boy. I see all of you guys saying, go 24, go Eagles, go Eagles.
Thank you.
We love you guys. Bye-bye, everyone. I sure hope you enjoyed this week's podcast. If you love what you heard, here's what I want you to do next. Number one, subscribe to my show so that you're sure you never miss an episode. Number two, connect with me on Facebook and Instagram, Robbie D. Page. And then finally, head over and visit robbiepage.com. There you're going to find videos, trainings, courses, and a lot of other incredible content waiting for you. Have an incredible week.